As VOA News, I'm Liz Palka. Britain, along with Spain, France, and Sweden and Denmark, on Monday recognized Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the South American country's interim president. Embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remaining defiant despite the international pressure to step down. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nicolas Maduro has told a Spanish TV channel that he accepts ultimatums from nobody, amid demands by some EU countries that opposition leader Juan Guaido takes over. The Trump administration has also backed Guaido after he declared himself the interim president of Venezuela on January 23. Maduro has also said the military option is on US President Donald Trump's table, accusing Washington of wanting to return to the 20th century of military coups, subordinate puppet governments, and the looting of resources. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nayib Bukele claimed victory in El Salvador's presidential election Sunday. The former mayor of San Salvador told his cheering supporters that he had won a majority of the ballots. With nearly 90% of the ballots counted, El Salvador's election commission said Bukele had almost 54% of the votes, enough for the politician to avoid a runoff vote in March. Former Foreign Minister Hugo Martinez of the ruling FMLN party and Carlos Calleja of the right-wing RENA acknowledged their defeat. Turnout was reported heavy for Sunday's vote. The French military says it has helped to repel a column of 40 pickup trucks entering northern Chad from Libya. The French Defense Ministry said Monday that it used Mirage 2000 fighter jets to launch airstrikes on the armed group in the truck Sunday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the incursion from Libya. This is VOA News. A gunman has shot and killed the manager of a Dubai-owned port in the Somalia's semi-autonomous region of Puntland. The Islamist Al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for the attack at Bosaso port Monday. In another development Monday, a powerful blast hit a market in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The cause of the blast was not immediately clear. The United Arab Emirates welcomed Pope Francis with a ceremony Monday as the leader of the world's Roman Catholics made the first ever trip by a pope to the Arabian Peninsula. Among those greeted the pope at the presidential palace was Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh bin Zayed Al Nahyan. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports a major interfaith meeting headlines Francis's schedule.
The main reason for Francis's visit is to address an interfaith gathering of religious leaders from across the faith community, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, Christian. This is something that is really quite remarkable in a region that is known for its levels of religious intolerance and restrictions placed on religious freedom.
Monday's conference is part of the Emirates' Year of Tolerance and its effort to show its openness to other faiths. British officials have revived Cold War emergency plans to relocate the royal family should there be riots in London if Britain suffers a disruptive departure from the European Union next month. Reuters' Pascal Davies has more.
Queen Elizabeth and the royal family could be evacuated from London if Brexit takes a disruptive and ugly turn, according to two British Sunday newspapers. One unnamed source from Theresa May's team told the Sunday Times that an emergency plan dating back to the Cold War may be revived in the event of, quote, civil disorder, if Britain crashes out of the bloc with no deal. Last month, the Queen delivered an annual speech to a local women's group, which was widely interpreted as a call for politicians to reach an agreement over Brexit. With less than 8 weeks to the March 29 deadline, the UK government is struggling to get parliamentary support for a transition agreement with the EU.
That was Reuters' Pascal Davies. Nissan's decision to scrap plans to build its next-generation X-Trail model in northern England is very disappointing, according to Prime Minister Theresa May's spokesperson on Monday. The company says falling demand for diesel cars in Europe had forced it to invest in other technologies. Air accident investigators say one body is visible in the sea in the wreckage of a plane that went missing carrying soccer player Emiliano Sala and his pilot. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News. The Voice of